nearly 2 years into the Obama administration. So what's the status on the White House rulemaking agenda? A new OMB Watch report is titled The Obama Approach to Public Protection Rulemaking. And they say that there are some highs and lows with the administration approach. Matt Medea, he is a regulatory policy analyst at OMB Watch. He says the Obama administration's rulemaking record reflects a really philosophical change from how it was done in the Bush administration.
We're seeing that the Obama administration has mostly embraced the idea that government can play a positive role, and that there is a need to regulate, and that those regulations can protect the public.
So, give us an example here. How do we see this?
Well, it's emerged in a few different places, and one of the ones that is covered in some detail in the OMB Watch report is climate change regulation. The Environmental Protection Agency got off to a pretty quick start, both declaring greenhouse gases a danger and then finalizing regulations that will limit emissions from cars and power plants and other things like that.
And are we seeing that necessarily, I mean, all of a sudden they're saying, the administration is saying, hold on, we can actually use these rules to play a very active role?
I think that's right. I think what you're seeing is that when the administration identifies a problem, that regulation is on the table,
yeah,
and that they're not solely turning to the free market to solve things like we often saw during the Bush administration.
And it seemed like the Bush administration also used the rulemaking, but for a very different purpose, didn't they?
That's right. There were many instances in which regulations that the Bush administration finalized were actually more like deregulations. And one of the things we discuss in the report briefly is the Bush administration's midnight regulations campaign, where they finalized lots of rules in the final months of the administration's, and many of those rolled back existing environmental or public health and safety protections. And early on in the Obama administration, they were actually able to reverse some of those.
And one of the things, as I was reading through the report last night, and people so often think of government as this monolithic organization, there's some folks who are doing this a lot, some folks who are slower. This isn't everybody, right?
That's right. There is certainly room for improvement at some agencies. We haven't seen as much activity at the Department of Labor. At the Food and Drug Administration, I think that there was some good activity early on, but things seem to have tailed off, at least from the rulemaking side of it. There are different factors for why that is, I think. One of them, especially at the Department of Labor, was the difficulty in appointing qualified individuals to lead the agencies and getting them through the Senate confirmation process. Hmm.
We're talking to Matt Medea. He is the regulatory policy analyst at OMB Watch. He's the lead author of the report, The Obama Approach to Public Protection, focusing on rulemaking. And just to be clear, this is just the first of a series of reports that you're doing, right?
That's right. In the coming weeks, we're going to release another report on regulatory enforcement that really tries to determine what's happening on the ground. And the third report in the series will delve more into the process, talk about what the White House Office of Management and Budget does, and what their role in rulemaking is, and about some other issues like transparency and public participation.
Talk a little bit, because some of the, and even like on climate change, a lot of disagreement on some of these issues. And as the Obama administration has pushed forward, how much has that disagreement hindered the ability to use the rulemaking process?
I think at the agency level, among agency officials, you're seeing them stick to their guns pretty well. At the EPA on climate change, they didn't waver from what is at this point some pretty clear scientific conclusions, even though some people disagree with those. And I think you're seeing that at other agencies as well, that these top agency officials are trying to restore the role that science and expert analysis can play in informing rules.
Did you find that so much in Washington, we talk about follow the money, is there more money being directed to the regulatory process, the rulemaking process?
Well, I'm not sure if there's any more. There's certainly, there's always an industry presence anytime a agency is developing a regulation that's going to affect industry. And that's no different during the Obama administration. The EPA's proposal to regulate coal ash drew an enormous response from industries opposed to their regulations, and that may have actually had some effect. So you still see some of that corrosive influence of industry.
Talk a little bit about, because I actually didn't see it in the report, and maybe you're going to do it in later reports, but it seems that the Obama administration has used some of these transparency initiatives to actually broaden out the public's involvement in some of these rules. Am I right in that, and how successful have they been doing that?
I certainly think that they have applied some of their transparency and participation and accountability ideas to rulemaking, and in some cases that's coming in the form of expanded social media or other more innovative web tools to try to get public participation. But I'm not sure that that's been an overwhelming theme that we've seen in regards to rulemaking specifically.
One of the lines in the report that surprised me a little bit was you say OIRA, the Office of Regulatory Affairs, is what's the I stand for?
Information.
Yeah, Information and Regulatory Affairs, of course. You say that they continue to largely operate the same way they have for years. Which I don't know very many organizations that are operating the same way they have for years. Explain that.
That's true. One of the things we've been disappointed with is the fact that the regulatory process has remained largely the same. Very early on, in fact, in January 2009, President Obama said that he was going to write a new executive order that would change the regulatory process, and that order never came, and at this point it appears dead. As a result, OIRA, which is the White House office that reviews all agency draft regulations, both proposed and final regulations, is basically operating, as you say, the same. And as our report finds, they are still very much focusing on each and every agency regulation and getting down into the weeds on them.
Matt Media, he is a regulatory policy analyst for OMB Watch, and you can find links to the OMB Watch report, which is titled The Obama Approach to Public Protection Rulemaking. You can find that and this conversation. It's all on our website, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeck Insider, or just go to DoraBeckInsider.com. Interesting approach, and imagine OIRA hasn't changed much, so they say. You can find more information on our website, DoraBeckInsider.com.